get the all clear to go back to work, but the debate on whether it's safe to or if we've flattened the curve enough continues. Here to speak more on this is USC professor of pharmaceutical and health economics, Joel Hay. Joel, good to see you this morning. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So there are two, I would say, on the extreme ends, school of thoughts when it comes to getting back to work, getting our economy running again. One being, you know, let's just open everything up and go back to work. And then on the other end, there's no, we haven't done enough. We need to stay home, stay in this lockdown further. You sort of represent the let's open up, let's get back to work. You've been questioning in articles this idea of social distancing. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Correct. In fact, there's no basis, there's no scientific evidence to support social distancing with this particular virus, C19. Social distancing is for viruses that are very lethal, but not that contagious and transmissible. This is probably the most contagious virus we've ever seen. I mean, it leaped around the world in a matter of weeks or months. Probably was in Los Angeles and California generally last year. I mean, keep in mind, this is the COVID-19 virus. It is from last year, and it's been around for a long time. And that's what a lot of the serology data is now starting to show. We just had a big study in LA County showing that about 70 times more people are positive for C19 than their tests were showing. When you go out and test asymptomatic people out in the community, they are asymptomatic, they're C19 positive, and it's not affecting them.
Well, yes, and some of those studies are obviously in question still because the antigen tests have not proven to be 100% accurate or effective. But we are also learning that it has been in California earlier than first reported based on an autopsy that was just released in Hennepin County.
What has not been 100% effective is the idea of social closure. They said that if we reduced office work, if we shut down restaurants and non-essential businesses, if we cut transportation, if we shut down the schools, that we reduce viral transmission to zero. Guess what? None of that happened. So all these people that question this or that, they're based their entire intervention of social distancing on no evidence.
I know
so
it's hard
now
to...
we have plenty of evidence that the virus has been out there for a long time, and we got to open things up.
I understand that it's hard to, you know, to prove a negative, but wouldn't you say, and you're saying there's no science to prove that social distancing is working on a virus like this, but wouldn't you say by looking at New York, you could say that the opposite might be true, that we don't have evidence to show that it's not working? I mean, you look at a densely populated area like New York, and where it's very hard to socially distance. A lot of people early on were not listening to the advice, and yet we've seen how drastic and devastating the cases and deaths of COVID-19 have been in a city like that.
Well, keep in mind that South Korea is even more dense than New York City, and they've only had less than 250 deaths total. And they've been involved in this longer than anybody else, and they never shut down anything. You can say that the New York City disaster was a lot due to panicked healthcare workers who did not have proper protective equipment and used ventilators, which are now known not to be good for many C19 patients and can actually increase risk of death among many C19 patients. So that was actually totally inappropriately done. Keep in mind a couple of very important stats. 80% of pregnant women in a recent study, it's the only one that I'm not aware of, so it's the only one we know about, were C19 positive. Not a single baby born in the United States, so far, to my knowledge, has C19 and died because of C19. So why are we shutting down the schools? Kids don't affected by this. And then take prisoners. 2.3 million American prisoners, only 35 deaths. Forced social mixing, less deaths than the rest of the country. Come on. How do they explain that?
Well, I think, isn't it not accurate to kind of take into the health of a population? I mean, if you're talking about a younger population without some of these comorbidities that go along with it, it seems as though people are doing well with it, but you take in elderly population and some of these other comorbidities like obesity and diabetes, numbers of which the United States has the highest in the world. It would seem that, though, that's also something to take into effect, is the
right.
health of
Precisely.
A certain population.
Do what we always do. Isolate them. If you're frail and sick and immune compromised, maybe you got cancer or something, isolate yourself. And make sure those people around you stay isolated. But don't isolate the young and healthy. Sweden proved that that's how you get the herd immunity. That's how you get the social mixing. That's how we've done it naturally for millions of years. What is this nonsense? You don't shut down the globe for something that's normal flu, or even 2 to 3 times normal flu. This is destroying millions of lives and killing about 100 people for everyone it ostensibly saves.
Well, these are good discussions to have. There's a lot of debate going on about getting us back to work. So we will continue to have the discussion.
In terms of the burden of this on everyone, we have a survey that we would love your audience to get involved in and get their friends and acquaintances involved in, and that's at joelhay.com. We are capturing the burden of this illness, and it's devastating.
All right, joelhay.com. People can go there and fill that out. Joel, thank you for your take this morning.
Thanks a lot.
Well, local bike shops are experiencing a spike in sales amid this pandemic.